Okay, last time, what we're trying to do is build up the world of Yichud from scratch. So we saw the different tiers of Yichud, perhaps a tier d'oraisa, certainly two tiers d'rabbanan, and then we moved over to the world of Av, Bat, and Aim, Ben, as to whether we're dealing over here with an Iser Bifnei Atzmo or a Gorim. And we saw we're dealing with a Gorim, and why are these exceptions? So we saw, according to Rav Moshe, we're dealing with a biological reality. According to Tzitz Eliezer, perhaps we're dealing with a sociological reality, with a nafkamina in terms of adopted children. And then we dealt with the world of Achoso, in terms of the distinction between a guest and living, assuming that Achoso is a different category. It's the world of Anshek Nesus HaGdola, and they only weakened the Yetzer Hara, but didn't destroy it, and as such, the Dinim of Yichud go in compliance with that weakening. What I'd like to deal with today is the world of numbers, one, two, what's defined as Yichud, and then B'li Neder, next time to deal with the heterim of Bala Ba'ir, Ishto Imo, Pesach Pasuach, and then to sum up, Halach Lemaisa, you know, put everything together in terms of the questions that generally are raised in terms of going on a date in a car, and in terms of elevators, and in terms of workplaces, etc., etc. So, simply in terms of the time schedule today, Yirtzeh Hashem Yom Revi'i will finish the Makorot in terms of the Bala Vimo and Ishto, you know, Bala Ba'ir, Ishto Ima, Bala Ba'ir, and Pesach Pesuach, and then Lag Ba'Omer, I won't be in town, and Lineder, a week from Wednesday, we'll sum up Halacha Lemaisa, okay? And then we'll take a break where it's basically you have time for Chazara for a Bechina. We spoke about the Bechina, immediately before Shavuos. Shavuos is Wednesday, Thursday. I assume Tuesday you don't want a Bechina, so a Sunday or Monday of that week, you let me know what's better for you. That's the end of May. And then you'll have a Bechina with Rabbi Eisenstein or Rabbi Bednarsh 2 weeks later and in the middle of June. Okay, that's the schedule. On the other hand, we have Pesach Sheni, and we have Lag BaOmer, and we have Yom Yerushalayim, and we have a Shabbaton, and we have Shavuos. It's a lot going on, both in terms of your Chazara and in terms of your spiritual elevations during this period of Sphira. Okay, so we should only be able to do the balancing act as best as possible. Okay, so we're back to the Mishnah on Daf Pei Yomid Beis. We'll start not with the first line of the Mishnah, because to a certain degree that's an exception, but with the second line of the Mishnah, Vel Isha Achas Misyachedes Im Shnei Anoshim. And Rashi explains she'echad bosh mechaveiro, that Kosh Baruch Hu created the Jews with a world of busha, and Yisrael are baishanim heim, gomrei chasadim heim, and as such, two would already be that would override. Everyone has a yetzahara, but busha can override the yetzahara. Comes on the Gemara and points out that this is only in a situation of ksherim. Lo shanu ela ksherim, avo prutzim, mainaf gamina. By their nature, a paritz has no busha. If a paritz has no busha, so even they would create a scenario where the kiyu they're burying someone and use it as a pretense for znut, and numbers are irrelevant. And then we have a Gemara of Pei Aleph and Med Aleph, where we have Amoraim who are walking together, and even though that they are two and there's only and one woman, they said that they have an issue of Yichud because the Ksherim that are being dealt with are Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi Vachaverov. And the question is how to understand that Gemara. We already saw that even in cases where biologically, sociologically, there is no Yetzer, but there is a room to be machmir, in apotropos la'arayos. So the question is this also because of Midas Chasidus, or is this halach lemaisa? So what did you see in the Rambam? The Rambam understood this halacha lemaisa. Correct. Lotis yachid isha achas afilu im anoshim harbe. That we assume that the level of ksherim that would allow for yichud is very 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 hard and rare to find. Who disagrees with the Rambam? The Ran. The Ran al Atar disagrees with the Rambam, and the Ran brings a raya from a sugya later on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph in terms of bifnim ubachutz. That what is the underlying assumption of the sugya? That one woman can go into a place where there are anashim rabim, that would be mutter. That's the underlying assumption of the sugya. The only question is, under which circumstances the woman going to find herself alone with a lot of men? Is that going to be when she's inside and they're outside, when she's outside and they're inside, where do people go, where don't they go, etc.? So that's, but the sugya is assuming that we have a heter of isha achas im anashim harde. So how did the Rambam both paskin that lo sisyached isha achas im anashim harbe and bring that sugya of those who are bifnim and those who are bachut? So that's the Ran's question on the Rambam. So you saw the Magid Mishnah was bothered by this. He quotes the Ran and he says that the question is only within the sugya. The sugya certainly that distinguishes between bifnim and bachutz in question which direction, but the distinguishes the sugya certainly assuming that. However, how does the sugya end up? How does Abaye end up? That since we don't know which way to go, inside, outside, etc., what is the bottom line? That we don't distinguish between who's inside and who's outside. Right? Abaye says, we're machmir. We're machmir in all situations. So once we're machmir in all situations, then you could say the Rambam brings this for a totally different reason. Namely, that even though the Rambam paskin that one woman cannot be miyachid with many men, and one man, we're going to see later on, cannot be miyachid with many women, but many men can be miyachid with many women. Right? In other words, that's not considered to be yichud. A social gathering, Madison Square Garden, is not considered to be yichud. Many men and many women. So therefore, we might have thought that maybe that would include also, if we have men inside and women outside and men inside, maybe that's considered to be rabin b'rabin. Maybe the fact that currently they happen to be separated, like you have a wedding, right? What has a mechitza. So we might have thought that maybe the two sides of the mechitza, since the mechitza is permeable, would be like one, and we have a heter of anashim harbe. It comes from the Rambam and says, no, that heter is only when there's intermingling. But when each of them are separate, we're afraid of a man going to the woman's side, a woman going to the men's side. That still exists. So that's the Magid Mishnah al Atar, that within the Gemara, clearly the Gemara, which has the side of heter, that would be Akashia on the Rambam. But once the Gemara paskins like Abaye, that we're going to be machmir in both situations, so then we would have a hava mina, maybe we should be mekel, and view the separate large groups as though they're one big large group, kamash malan, that not. Okay, so how does this work out, halacha lemaisa, this machlokes between the Rambam and the Ran? The Machaber and Shulchan Aruch paskins like whom? The Rambam, in other words, Sfaradim should be machmir, and the Rama paskins like the Ran, that one has the right to be mekel, that as long as we have anashim ksherim, one woman and two anashim ksherim would be sufficient. Machokis, Machaber, and Rama. Okay, the Gemara and Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph also brought another distinction between Ba'ir and Bas. Yes?
Is this practically nowadays how you define ksherim?
So that's a machokis, Machaber, and Rama. That according to the Machaber, we don't have ksherim. Ksherim would be Rav Shmuel Zalman Orbach and Rav El Yoshiv. Those would be ksherim. Ma'ashein Kain, members of the RCA, would not necessarily be ksherim, leaving aside any particular scandals, any particular cities or towns, etc. In other words, and according to the Rama, if you're a member of the RCA, you're defined as a kosher. Unless you. What? A person who has nemanus, a person you can eat in his house, then he be counted as two in terms of yichud. If you can eat in his house, namely, there's a din of eid echad ne'eman bisurim. That applies to people who are ksherim. Someone who's shomer mitzvos, shomer Torah mitzvos, has a chazaka of being a kasher. If it turns out that he's a parutz, either there's a rumor, a kola de lo pasik, a rumor that keeps popping up that something is wrong over here, as occurs unfortunately with some individuals, and then you know where it's they can, you know where it's where they do go to the police. Don't go to, in other words, such individuals would not be in the gedra of ksherim. But aside from those individuals, it would be in the gedra of ksherim. Everyone in the kola would be in the gedra of ksherim. Okay. According to the Rama, yes.
With the heads of Anashim Harbe and Anashim Harbe together, how would we define Harbe as two and two already?
Three and three. Again, with two and two, we're going to discuss. That's what, if you recall, we had some. We'll discuss that. That's you know, it's been at an issue that has to be discussed. How do we define? Excellent question. How do we define Rabbim? But clearly, three and three would be Rabbim. However, we have the Gemara in Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph that when is one and two good enough when you're dealing with Ksheirim? That's in the world of Ir, where you can assume that the two men are going to stick together. Mashen Kein Basada, that there it could very well be that one of them needs to the bathroom and is going to leave his friend with the woman. There you need three. Okay? That's the Gemara on Daf Pei Aleph. Comes along the Ravid, and he expands that chumrah. Not only do we distinguish between Ir and Sada, what's the Ravid's distinction? Between Yom and Laila. That if we're afraid during the day that in the Sada that there's going to be a breaking up of the Chabura and one of them will go away and we need two, Hu Hadin, even in an Ir at night, one can go to sleep. And so you need two to remain up. In other words, when you have three, you say even if one of them dozes off, the other two will still watch one another. That's the Ravid's comparison between Laila and Sada. That's the Bali HaNefesh. Bali HaNefesh, it's a very interesting, those who are learning Nida, so you know the Bali HaNefesh is the Ravid's book on Hilchos Nida. So after discussing the world of Prisha in terms of when a woman is a Nida, the Ravid goes over into the world of Prisha in a broader sense and deals with a Kala Sheperisa Nida, where you don't have the heter of Pas Besalo, Hu Yoshin Ben Hanoshim, Hi Yashena Ben Hanoshim, and then that segues into a discussion. Well, what about a normal din of Yichud? Do you require Anoshim, Noshim? Do you require, to what degree do you require a Rabbim? And that's how he moves over into Laila. Yes?
Just from a practical point of view, what if like two people had to go to the bathroom, or more likely two people fell asleep at night?
So again, in other words, if a person is in a situation of Anus, so, you know, he should wake up his friend. In other words, you say, look, we're the only two who are up. Let's, you know, it's you see me dozing off, you wake me up. If I see you dozing off, I'll wake you up, in order that there shouldn't be an issue of one of us being left in a situation of, in other words, the first one can doze off. Afterwards, they'll hopefully watch one another. But that moves over into the Beis Shmuel. Is this Ravid quoted in the Halacha? That we're machmir at night, like we're machmir in a sada. The Rama quotes it. Correct, 100%. Calls it beir. Avol besada, av balayla, afilu beir, bein an shlosha. Beis Yosef b'shem harayved. Afilu b'ksherim. Right, that even though the Rama is mekil in terms of anoshim ksherim beir and stam anoshim ksherim heim. But not basada, that you need three, and balayla you also need three. Comes along the Beis Shmuel, and he wants to limit this chumrah. That this chumrah is only under what circumstance? Says the you know, which he quotes the Rabbeinu Yerucham, yes?
In the case of Laila, would it matter if she's sleeping, if the woman's sleeping?
No, that's not our issue. Our problem is the man's taking an initiative to try and seduce a woman. So if she's sleeping, he would wake her up and then say, we're alone at night, and you know, it's everyone is sleeping, and we could do what we want. So our issue is not her. Our issue, in other words, is the men. Comes along the Darkei Moshe, quoted by the Beis Shmuel, and quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham, that when do we require three? That is only if their task is to be shomrim, as we have in the Gemara. They're accompanying a person and his wife to Yerushalayim, where he's going to have a Din Torah in terms of a Sota, etc. So when we're dealing with Shomrim, then we're afraid that one will go off. Then we're afraid, right, that one will go off and leave the other one to do his job, to watch the woman. That maybe Pumfakir, maybe, in other words, instead of watching the woman, that the two of them will be over in Aveira. However, if we're not dealing with Shomrim, what's the big deal? So when one needs to the bathroom, he'll tell his friend, come along with me. Don't stay here with the woman, come along with me. And then there is no issue that we're dealing with Ksherim. If we're dealing with Ksherim, so Lechora, we're not worried about Mezer, but we're worried about our situations that are Memela. So by the case of Shomrim, Memela, if one goes, the other one's going to be alone. But if they're not Shomrim, so let them both go. And then he continues, if that's the case, so at night, the issue is that if one falls asleep, Memela, we're going to have the other one alone with the woman. That's why you need three. In other words, within Rabbeinu Yerucham, what he is saying is that we're not choshish chas v'shalom that someone's going to be over in aveir b'mezer. We're just worried about people being put memela in a situation of yichud. Comes along the Beis Shmuel and says it's a nice svara, but the Ravid disagrees. What does the Ravid say? Black and white. Are we afraid of at night? What are we afraid of at night? Mi arayved lo svira l'kein. Dekosav shema yishan echad v'hasheni yase iser v'yavo aleha. Namely, that what we're afraid of is mazid. We're afraid that one will take advantage over the fact that his friend is sleeping. So who had been on the path? If one needs to the bathroom, the other one will take advantage. It's irrelevant if they're shomrim or they're not shomrim. And the Bishmul points out that we don't paskin like Rabbeinu Yerucham. We don't find anyone who paskin like Rabbeinu Yerucham, and it's irrelevant if they're shomrim or they're not shomrim, that we're afraid of mezid. There is, however, an unanswered question in the Beis Shmuel that he says, Yeshli efshar liyashiv ksas, and that is what underlies Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham says, if we're talking about ksherim, l'chora, to worry about something happening to mezid is a contradiction in terms. We're dealing with an oxymoron. How can you deal with the kosher and say, well, he's going to take advantage of a situation? No, is that really a stira? I mean, according to that line of reasoning, why should you ever have a din of yichud? Right? In other words, we're dealing with ksherim. And so the ksherim will, in other words, be careful. But what? We have a yetzahara, that even a kosher has a yetzahara, namely that ein apotropos la'arayos, that the Torah specifically was aware of our issues, and siyag, asu siyag la Torah, that we have to build for ourselves walls, because even if we're ksherim, we still need the walls. Namely, Zovkosov, no one's going to disagree that in the Gemara, a certain Amora was a kosher, but if he had to yell, fire, fire, to keep from putting a ladder to go up to a woman who's on the second story, so it means that a person has to realize that even a kosher has a Yetzirah. So the fact that when you have two people, one next to the other, and each of them is a kosher, so it's going to be a busha. Okay, that will break yichud. However, if there are not two people, And then we have a situation of yichud. We're not only afraid of situations occurring memela, we're afraid also of a world of mezid. It's not a stira, one way or the other. So halacha l'maisa, we're machmir like the Ravid, that one woman and two men will not help in a sada and will not help at night, even if they're not shomrim. Okay, that's what we have over here in terms of the. So we have the kula of the Ran that we're going, according to the Rama, that we're going to say that Stam, a Jew, is a kosher, and one and two is going to be meaningful. However, we have the Chumra of Sada and the Chumra of Laila, and that Chumra is across the board, whether they're Shomrim or whether they are not Shomrim. Beside there? Okay, let's go to the other side of the equation. Yes?
Back to the Ksherim.
Yes.
So if one woman is working in office with all non-Jews.
Non-Jews, we're going to assume are Prutzim.
Right.
Yes?
So that's like an issue.
That's certainly an issue. Yes. Yes, it's certainly an issue. So there are, in other words, there are all sorts of forms of heter. We're going to speak next time, Bala Ba'ir, Pesach Pasuach. In other words, there are all sorts of heterim that are found in the Gemara. And then, you know, it's, if you'll ask her, I bet, Nar, she'll say, what's the big deal? So that the woman wear a webcam. That, you know, that she'll never be alone, that her husband will always be able to see exactly where she is. In other words, that would be the equivalent of Pesach Pasuach, or the equivalent of Ba'ala Ima, not just Ba'ala Ba'ir. Okay, but you know, whereas certainly one has to deal with these issues as being very, very real issues, and in the marketplace, in the workplace, they are very, very real, and whenever there is a scandal, you're going to find the scandal began, but in other words, were people not being makpid on Yichud. You don't, if you're makpid on Yichud, you don't get to a scandal. If there's a scandal with the Rav and his secretary, with the Rav and v'chule, giving counseling, you know, it's, if the Rav would be makpid on Yichud, you would never get to the scandal. The scandal is only when an environment that allows for the Yetzirah to be Megara is created. And the Torah tried to prevent that, and then David HaMelech took it one step further, even though nowadays women come under the Torah, as pointed out. When she's a Nida, she's already in the first category. But even assuming that she would go to the mikveh, but also we have David HaMelech's category of Penuya. And that's where everything begins. Okay, that's all on one side of the equation in terms of Yichud of a woman and men. What about Yichud of a man and women? At what point do we have Yichud? So here we have a Mishnah that tells us the ratio. Lo yisyached adam, lo yisyached ish, to girsos, imshtei nashim. Lo yisyached adam imshtei nashim. So the question is, what happened? So didn't we say that Jews are created with a natural busha, zo mezo, and shouldn't this natural busha prevent any issue the moment that you have two members of the opposite sex? So the Gemara was bothered by that. And the Gemara says, my taima. Why should that be? Why distinguish between a man and two women, and two women, and man and two women, and a woman and two men? If a woman and two men, we say that ha'echad bosh mechavero, why don't we say the same thing by women? So Gemara comes up with this three-forward concept that, you know, has been very much misunderstood. Nashim daiton kalos aleihem. Okay, clearly, this has nothing to do with intelligence. We are not saying that women are featherheaded, that they do not have intelligence. That is not what the Gemara is saying. What is the Gemara yes saying? So we have Machlokes Rishonim, what the Gemara is yes saying, but it's saying that there's something within the genetic makeup of a woman which is going to override the busha factor. That the busha factor is going to be overridden by this concept of nashim daitan kalos. What does Rashi say? Daitan kalos aleihen, ushtehen nochot lehitpatot. Ushnehem nochot lehitpatot. That's Rashi and the Gemara. Going back to the Mishnah. Neshad daitan kalon, ushtehen nochot lehitpatot, lo tirazo mechaverta, shafita se kemota. Namely, that there is no busha, because there will be a mutual agreement between the two of them that they will both participate in the Avera without busha. Because of nochot lehit patot. What does nochot lehit patot mean? That they are more easily seduced. In other words, that there's a certain gullibility which is involved that one could view as a very, very beautiful midah of tmimus, taking people at face value. If anyone wants to understand this, there used to be a tape, I'm sure probably it's now a disc, of Rav David Orlovsky, that he used to go around to the different women's seminaries in Yerushalayim, and even though he's a very, very funny fellow, but he was very, very serious in this tape, pointing out to the girls, don't believe the boys. When the boys tell you they want a platonic relationship, It means that they want to be in bed with you. In other words, but they're not going to say that because you're going to slap them in the face. But they, in other words, that's what they mean. In other words, that a boy is not interested in romance. A boy is not interested in morals. He's not interested in being chivalrous. He's interested in trying to seduce you. And that's what men are interested in. And even though you take him at face value, that all he wants is to show his real deep feelings, and it's a very romantic episode, and you'd be very interested that someone pay attention to you, he's lying. In other words, don't take him seriously. Don't take men seriously. In other words, but women, why did Dombrowski have to go around and tell the girls that? Because women are noach lepatot, that they would like really to believe that this boy is not interested in her body, he's not interested in sex, he's just interested in her mind. He's interested in her personality. He's interested in anything but a physical act. Well, the boy is only interested in the physical act and is willing to say everything possible in order to be able to convince the girl of that nature. That's simply, or it's not a question of positive or negative. It's a reality that men are men and women are women, and that men have their set of priorities and women have a different set of priorities, and within their set of priorities men can take advantage of it. And so over here Chazal were aware, this is nothing new, it's nothing to the 21st century or the 20th century. This is talking about Adam and Chava. We're talking about the nature of a woman, and that would override the busha, lotira mechaverta, because of this nature of the difference between men and women. And therefore the Gemara then points out that men will take advantage of every situation, even a situation of a levaya, where you would think that at that time people take into account the fact that, you know, it's that even then men have their priorities of trying to seduce women, and women, unfortunately, even under such circumstances, maybe even more under such circumstances, would be more vulnerable to a man's attention at that time. And so that's what the Gemara points out over here, that even Rabbi Shimon, who holds that there is at some point men take life seriously. However, maybe situations will be created. It'll all be a fake. It'll all be ke'ilu in order to be able to allow a man to seduce a woman. Okay, that's what we have over here in our Mishnah. The problem is that we have a Mishnah later on Daf Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, which points out that a person who has Esek Im Hanashim, a person who has a store that specifically caters for women, he sells women's hats, he sells shetels, he sells women's underwear, whatever he sells, Lo Yisyached Im Hanashim, that person shouldn't have yichud with women. So the question is, no man can have yichud with women. What's the chiddush over here of Misha Asakov Im Hanashim? So here we have a machlokas rishonim. How does Rashi learn? What's the difference between lo yisyachid adam im shtei nashim, that applies to every man, and kol shasakov im hanashim lo yisyachid im nashim? I mean, my nafkamina, if a person sells vegetables, or if he sells shetels, my nafkamina, none of them are allowed to be misyachid with two women. So of course, if we say nashim daitan kalas aleihen. What? And therefore what? But halach l'maisa, my nafkamina. More than two. That's where Rashi distinguishes. The Rashi points out, lo yisyachid im nashim afilu im harbei nashim. We already saw that a man shouldn't be misyachid with two women. So he says, that's two. Avalim shalosh arba shapir dame. That if we're dealing with every man, if we're dealing with a computer salesman and we're dealing with the vegetable salesman, that individual can be misyachid with three women. Masha ein kein, if we're dealing with a person that asakav im anashim, he cannot be miyachid in three or five or seven women. He cannot, in other words, that as opposed to distinguishing between two and three, which would be the klal, this person, it's irrelevant how many women. Right? That's the way Rashi learns. What does Tosfos think about Rashi's Perush? Doesn't like it at all. Why doesn't he like it at all? He was also bothered by which Gemara? The Bishnim and Bachutz, that over there it appears that we have a problem of a man going into a women's area, even if there are three or four or five women there. And we're not talking about specifically a woman, a man, Shasaka v'man Nashim. It's mashma that when the Gemara, the Mishnah on Daf Pei said, well, Yisiachid Adam Shtei Nashim, it meant even Shtei Nashim. Or for three, or four, or five. In other words, that there is, in other words, nashim means simply plural. And so if you're going to learn that every person is not allowed with nashim harbe, what is the uniqueness of this person? So what does Tosfos point out? Nachon. That we're going to see next time that we have this heter of ishto ima, with this person who asakav im nashim, ishto ima was not going to serve as a check and a balance. But the general rule is that for all men, it's irrelevant how many women we are talking about. Within the Rambam, is he on the side of Rashi or the side of the Tosfos? Is the Iser for one man only to be with two women, unless Asakavimo, or is the Iser for a man to be with many women? What does Rambam say, black and white? V'chein lo yisyached, ish echad afilim nashim harbe, like Tosfos, that the Rambam is like Tosfos, not like Rashi. How the Rambam deal with Rashi's issue, what's the difference between ish asako and not, the Rambam doesn't say. He says simply that afilu ish asako malachto manashim also l'siachin manashim, and he should either change professions or have ish to imo. So he did not come up with Tosfos's patent to explain why that person is more chamor. We'll have to see. Maybe there's another way of understanding. But he clearly learns, like Tosfos, that ish echad, even if he's not a sako of anashim, is asur im nashim harbe. So the Rishon who comes to the aid of the Rambam is the Ritva. The Ritva you have on the page clearly does not learn like Rashi. He says, Kashilan, why do we have a distinction between Asako im Nashim and a regular man? Aren't all of them Aser with many women? And don't learn like Rashi, who wants to distinguish between two and more. That's certainly not a reason. So there must be a different reason. So he says, Ikala Meimar, that the difference is in terms of.
What?
The Ikal Amemar the Seifa Asam L'Ksheirim. The Kaimu An Isha Achas Misyachedes Im Shnei Anoshim B'Ksheirim. Avelim Asako Im Hanoshim Havalei Kiprutzim. Ve'ein Isha Achas Lo Harbi Misyachedim Imoim Afalpi Shehem Shnayim. V'chein Pirei Shabeno HaGadol. So the Ritva quotes the Ramban that the difference is that when you have Stam, a person you can eat in his house, so we say he's considered to be a kosher in terms of the fact that one woman can be with two men, he is considered to be a kosher. However, someone, if you're eating at someone's house who sells shetels, so even though you can eat in his house, he's kosher for that, but he's not considered to be a kosher in terms of the world of yichud. He's considered to be a parutz. And if he were to be with another man and a woman, that would be considered to be already yichud. That's the difference, that we view him as a parutz in this world of yichud. So we could say that perhaps in the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam Hokol considers everyone to be a parsa. That wouldn't help in the Rambam either, right? So we'll see, but there may be other heterim that perhaps the Rambam would be able to say would not apply to such an individual. Correct? That would not help for the Rambam, really. Okay, so the question is, what exactly is going on over here? Well, what kind of machlokas is this between Rashi, on one hand, and it's not just Rashi, even though the Ritva seems to make Rashi as he's a Das Yachid, and Tosa says, oh, this is just Rashi's issue.
It's not, you know, clearly people don't learn the Gemara like Rashi, but there is a Rashwa in the Chuvos that agrees with Rashi, the Meiri agrees with Rashi. In other words, it's Machlokas Rishonim between the Ritva and the Ramban and Tosfos on one hand, and Rashi and the Chuva of the Rashba and the Meiri on the other hand. Whether, when we say that a man cannot be Miyachid with two women, because Daitan Kalos, whether a man could be Miyachid with three women, four women, five women, would that be considered to be an issue of Yichud? What would over here be the Machlokas? What could be the Machlokas? I don't know whether within the Rishonim themselves, namely, how did Rashi define Daitan Kalos? Daitan Kalos is that which overrides the normal busha that exists between individuals of the same sex. So there is a natural busha, but that is overridden by Daitan Kalos. How did Rashi explain Daitan Kalos? That they're easily convinced, that they're gullible. How does the Ritva explain Daitan Kalos? Well, not embarrassed, that's the conclusion both of Rashi and the Ritva. But, in other words, Nashim Daisas Kalos Aleh, and the second line of the Ritva, Umachapot Zo Al Zo. It doesn't mean that the two of them are going, in other words, within Rashi, because Daitan Kalos, they're gullible, it means that not only would one be seduced, two would be seduced. Namely, that they wouldn't be bosh from one another. And as Rashi himself said, Sha'afi ta'aseh kamosa. We're afraid not only will the man seduce one woman, he can seduce both women. And that's why, you know, that would override their busha, because they're both going to be over the same avera. Within the Ritva, machapos zo also, that's not, they're both going to be over the same avera. What does it mean? They're going to, machapot means what? Cover for each other. Namely, they're not going to tattle. Only one of them is going to be intimate with the man, but the other one won't tattle. Namely, so since you won't tattle, there's no busha from one to the other, because the other one views this as something that is going to be allowable. Not that she's going to be seduced, but it's going to be allowable. So the moment that we have machapos zo also, ma'inach mean if we have two, or three, or four, or five, we're saying that they're all going to be quiet. They're not going to tattle. That's the concept of nashim daitan kalos, that they're going to allow for this alternate lifestyle. That even though they're not going to be seduced, but they understand that this is part of the world, and that they're not going to expose their friend for as being a woman with loose morals. Masha'inkin, according to Rashi, that you're not dealing with machapos, so you're dealing with the fact that nochos is patos. So then, two women, we could say that a man can do an aver with two women. What a man is going to do an aver with five women, with seven women? No, you can distinguish, say, two nochos lis patos. Beyond that, in other words, simply the mitzius of intimacy is not going to go beyond that, and therefore there's no chash. If the whole issue is the fact that two will be over an avera, we're not choshish for more than two. Again, it's not iron tight, you know. And what if you have a man who is interested in three women and four women? I don't know. He's a porn star, and he can do, you know, he's an acrobat or whatever, and he can go beyond that which normally would be considered to be that which men would be involved in. So Chazal weren't goes there on more than between one and two. So within the definition of Daitan Kalos, Rashi and the Ritva have different terminology. Perhaps a different terminology would also explain their shitot. Is this how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Does the Shulchan Aruch, is he mekel? Again, Rashi is the mekel. Rashi says that a man is allowed to be alone with three women, four women, five women. Mashen came the Ritva and Tosfos and the Rambam, they're machmirim. That just like a woman can't be with many men, if they're prutzim, so also a man couldn't be with many women. Namely, that they are they're machmir. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? The Mechaber paskins like the Rambam. In other words, the Mechaber says that lo yisyached ishechad afilim nashim harbe, and the Ramah. Rama brings v'yesh matirin ishechad im nashim harbe imein asakav iman nashim tur b'shem Rashi. Right. So again, just as we saw machlokas between the Mechaber and the Rama in terms of how to view one woman with many men, so we have machlokas in the Mechaber and the Rama. How do we view one man and many women? So we have over here a very basic machlokas in terms of hilchos yichud between Sfardim and Ashkenazim. That Ashkenazim are much more mekel on these halachos than Sfardim are mekel. Okay, so when you want to say, well, what are hilchos yichud? One has to make a decision: is one going to explain hilchos yichud according to the Mechaber, or explain hilchos yichud according to the Rama? So we have the. Yeah, you call him Yesh Matirim. In other words, Yesh Matirim. In other words, again, theoretically, you could say, well,
two.
What?
Two by day.
Now, that's again by dealing with you are dealing with a woman and two men. A woman and two men is okay by day. In terms of a man with women, so there we saw that, but there were more machmir because Noshim Daitan Kalos. But Rashi says, but once we're dealing with three women, then already it's okay. Okay. Here we have a tshuva of Rav Moshe, and we have to make a decision as reading the tshuva who he's going according to. Rav Moshe is dealing with in Rechelik Beis, Siman Tesvav, in a situation of where we have one man and two women. Okay, that, l'chora, according to the Mishnah, is aser. But one of those women is a woman with which he's allowed to have yichud, like his daughter. So what happens when you have one man and two women, but one of those women he's allowed to have yichud with? Do we say we go after the fact, oh, he's allowed to have yichud with this one, he can have yichud with the two of them? Or do we say, no, that if he can't have yichud with the other one, so my nefkemina, so he can't have yichud with both of them? So on this issue, there's a Pisrei Tshuva. And Rav Moshe was asked whether one has to paskin like the Pisrei Tshuva. Bidvar l'siyached im bito v'isha acheres, ha-Pisrei Tshuva hevi mishem b'sefer zochor la'avraham she'asur, v'ta'amo mishum dahabat lo tishmor al aviha. That we can't assume that a daughter is responsible for her father's behavior, and so she will not be able to prevent a situation of yichud between her father and someone else, even if she is there. Vaday hu davar tamua. This is something that we don't find. It's a svar we don't find. Kadaki kikshatim imasha nemar bedina machaber b'sifei aser leisha lesiached afilu im anashim harbe ad shetiyeh ishto shecha mehem sham. What difference does it make? We're going to see next time that having your wife around, that's going to serve as a breaking of the din of yichud. But ha'isha she'echad mehem lo tishmor et ha'anoshim ha'acherim, and we're dealing with a woman with many men. So what does one husband's wife have to do with the other men? U'mikol makom mutar mita'am shekasav ha'bishmuel. The Kevon, the Isha, Zolo Tizne, Bosha Hashnia Gam Hen Liznos. Namely, again, what brought about the whole, what breaks Yichu? The breaks Yichu is Busha. And so we had a question, when do we have an issue of Busha? And the fact that we're going to have one woman who is not going to be part of the of the loose morals, that will bring about a situation of busha. So lechora, using that svara, gam bebito vaorisha kevin debita lo tizne, so bosha hashniya gam ken liznos vahu tam hamafurash berashi. That why does Rashi say that we have an Easter of nashim daitan kalos? Nochos leispata, lotira zomechaverta. But the moment that one of them is going to have that natural vusha, even if it's because she's related, if that's the reason, that's already enough to create a heter. And where yichud is overridden the moment that we have busha. And so when you have a father, it's not a question of the daughter watching the father. If the daughter is not going to participate, then we have over here the heter. Okay? But that, you know, but that's fine and good according to Rashi. But we saw that the Ritva has a different understanding of, and I'm not saying that what I'm saying is in Rav Moshe, but it fits nicely into Rav Moshe. We saw the Ritva has another understanding of Daitan Kalos. Daitan Kalos is not that there only one is going to participate as opposed to the other, but what does Daitan Kalos mean? Machapos. So here, why aren't we worried that maybe the daughter would be machapa on her father? Isn't that l'chora what the Zohar L'Avram is saying? That the daughter is not going to tattle on her father. She may not agree, but she's not going to tattle. Isn't that enough already to create an Iser of Yichud? Ach yishlomer betamo di yishlochosh shebat lo tagid al havia l'chein af shehitizde mikomakam lo yira avim eliznos im isha hacheret v'chein isha lo tir meliznos yismuchu shabat lo tir tzela hagid, that she's going to be a passive participant by simply not spilling the beans. Meilo lo tagid gam al ha'isha aval lo mistaber klal. Again, Rav Moshe probably Pashas didn't see the Ritva. It wasn't published when he wrote this Tshuva. Pashas didn't see this Ritva. In other words, he says, where do you come up with such a svara of machapos zo al zo? But it's a Ritva. The Pasha to Ashe Kosev Rashi Rulashon Lotira Enakavana Mor Mishum Shetesaper Vohiski Zerashi Inyan Sipor Lacherim Eleheter Isha V'Tinoket, etc. And v'chein muchach that Rashi speaks about bosh, the ikar is busha, etc. So he takes for granted that the busha is really the factor. The point is that you get to the busha also. In other words, that there's something else that can create busha. The fact that there'll be tattling, and maybe that would be a difference. What we're dealing with over here is what is the reasoning behind Nashim Daitan Kalos? What is that would create the Iser of Yichud? Is it the participation, and then the daughters not participating would be Matir, or is it the Machapos, and then Yitachen, that would apply to the daughter as well? So, Lechora, that over here should be the issue. Rav Moshe himself clearly agrees with Rashi and says that in this situation, there mi'ikar hadin it's mutter. The moment that you have one woman who is not going to participate for whatever reason, but harotza lahachmir olatzmo yachmir. And we said according to the reasoning of the Ritva, there would be room to be machmir. And then Rav Moshe points out that even if you say that normally the daughter would not participate, but there is a maharsha that would seem to imply that the moment that you have an atmosphere of looseness, it could apply even to a relative with whom normally there would not be that looseness. That the maharsha understands that when Anshei Knesset HaGdola removed the Yetzirah from relatives, that it didn't remove it totally. It removed it only partially. And that's why we have, in our Gemara, people who are machmir even in terms of a bat and even in terms of a ben, etc. So you could say, well, that, you know, it's if they're alone, we would say that, you know, it's certainly a heter gemar. But the moment you have another woman, and the moment you're going to have an atmosphere of looseness, then maybe that this would even bring the daughter or the son into the picture, and that would be the background of the Zohar Le'Avraham. However, if Moshe felt that this is going very much afar, that Ladina Mistaber Lahatir, that the daughter is not going to be Mispata, and the moment the daughter is not going to be Mispata, then she's not going to participate, moment she's not going to participate, then we have busha. Moment we have busha, then we have a heter, that this is not considered to be yichud. Yes?
So practically, if someone's going on a date, let's say they go back to their house and like his mother is home, so that would be okay because his mother...
If she's up and she's home, yeah. If she's up, so the moment that you have one woman who certainly, according to Rav Moshe, the moment you have one woman who certainly is not going to participate, and you, so that would override the issue of yichud. That would not be a case of ish echad im shtei nashim sha'asur. That would be a case of ish echad that would be mutter, because the moment that we have a heter of a mother and a son, then even if other women are there, that heter still exists.
Is he focusing more on like the daughter than the mother?
He's saying that any time that you have a woman who would not participate, because of the nature of the relationship, they wouldn't participate, that takes the issue of yichud away from the other woman.
Sorry, he said at the end of the day we should be machmir.
What?
He said we should be machmir.
No, he pointed out, as in other words, if a person wants to be machmir on himself, he's welcome to, but certainly of a ladina, there's no isur, and one shouldn't be machmir. If you were to be a rabbi and asked a question, so you should say it's mutter.
So the general, like another head, if you need to, let's say you're a rabbi and you're going to have a meeting with a woman, so let's say your wife is
so,
in your house.
So we're going to deal, wives are a different issue, that's ishto imo, that's a separate category, even without Rav Moshe. That's a heter of ishto imo. And that may even apply to the misha asaka v'manashim. According to the Rambam, ishto imo applies. Tosa says doesn't apply. But the Rambam says that heter does apply, even if a person is asaka v'manashim. So ishto imo, we're going to discuss as a separate heter. But leaving aside ishto, if we're dealing with bito, we're dealing with achoso, if we're dealing with other women that yichud for a short period of time is mutter, then even if there are other people around, that's not an issue. Okay, that's what we have over here in terms of, again, the rules. That's what we're dealing now with the rules, and we have again one more shiur in terms of rules. So in terms of the Marmakomos, the Bakasha, Noach. Okay, so the first set of Makamos is in terms of Baal HaBa'ir, then move over to the world. Second set in terms of Ishto Imo, and the third set deals with the issue of Pesach Pasuach, and how do we define overall the issue of Petach Patuach, and is there a concept of having a door which is closed and not locked? Is that an issue? Etc. Okay? When we get to Rav Moshe at the end, I don't know if we're going to do that next time or the following time. We'll see. You know, it's also the halacha lemaisa issues that come to. Yes?
If someone's a seminary teacher,
yes,
for most of the day, is that considered a sukkah of nashim?
It's an excellent question. It's a very, very good question. L'chora, according to the reasoning that's given over there in the Mishnah, that asakav im hanashim that creates a certain situation of nashim tsricho, right? That the girls need him for a good grade, and also, you know, because he's with them, so it's a certain gaspa, takes a certain familiarity with them. You know, it's the two things Rashi mentions, lechora, that would be an issue. In other words, so then the question is, what are the heterim? So the heterim basically would be worlds of ishto imo, or simply no yichud. In other words, having glass doors, having glass walls, having, in other words, simply not to put himself in any situation of yichud. Again, according to the Ashkenazim, since one man, it would basically have to be that the classroom would have a large window into the classroom. And or that there would be a camera in the classroom, or that there, you know, it's that there would have to be something to.
We'll discuss the doors.
What?
You said we'll discuss like, in terms of the door.
Right, that's Pesach Pasuach, namely that if the door of the classroom is a glass door, and so that certainly, I mentioned to you that when they built the Lindenbaum, in Lindenbaum's, built their new building in Ramat Rachel, so the principal's office, the head of the school, is simply a glass box in the middle of the lobby. It's just, you know, it's all four walls are glass. You know, it's, so no one can hear what he's saying to the girl, but clearly everyone can see. And there was looking in, and it's not my humble opinion, it's not overkill. It's one has to realize that even in situations that are very 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 innocent, and even when the talk is very 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 innocent, that teenage girls sometimes have fantasies, and that a person can lose his parnasa and lose his name in the community because of the fantasy of a teenage girl that the teacher smiled at her, so she assumed he was starting up, etc. And it's his word against her word, and you know, it's generally the student wins, and the teacher is the one who is sent flying. It's very very sad, but that's we had a student once in the kollel here, wonderful, who was a substitute teacher in a seminary. And he talked to a girl on a bench in front of the seminary. He wouldn't even go into a room with her. And she claimed that he said something to her that he shouldn't have said. And he said, "Ma pitom," you know, he's married, he has children, etc. They had to fire him because, you know, we're simply... And then she did it with someone else, you know, with another teacher. But by then it was already too late. That was already a year later. But it was clear that it was, you know, that simply she had her own fantasy. She had her own issues. But that person has to be very, 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 very careful. I was once... my wife went to Harvard for a year for a master's degree in education, so I taught in Lubavitch. So it was separate schools for boys and girls. I taught 7th and 8th grade. I think it was 7th. No, I'm sorry. It was high school. So I was teaching the girls face Tanakh. So a parent-teacher meeting came, and this mother comes to me and said, you know, my daughter has a crush on you. She has a crush on me. What are you talking about? You know, where it's no, she has a crush on you. And it's lo Allah bidati. Simply, you know, it's never spoke to the girl separately. You know, it's just she just had her own imagination. You know, was working, and she told her mother that she has a crush on her teacher. What does it mean? Means all it means is that, you know, it's that had that girl ever asked to speak to me, which she never did, I would have told her, you know, bring your mother, we want my wife present, you know, we'll be happy to have a conversation. But otherwise, who knows? You know, it's what person can lose his good name over nothing. Okay, the Seder, so we'll continue next time. Yes?
Very important question also, the Yishma Kirin Rabbah, is that something that is just the Yishma Kirin, or in a situation of teaching women, if you have three students in the room, then there's no...
So again, I don't. In other words, what Mark was asking was a yitachen that three won't help. Even according to Rashi, three only helps in a situation where you're dealing with stam a person, someone who's fixing the air conditioning in the room. But if you're talking about a teacher, that may be considered to be a sakov im nashim, and then three doesn't help, even according to Rashi. And there's no heter.
A substitute could be okay then in that one situation.
In other words, it could be that they won't have a libo gaspa, but still tzrichin lo. The substitute can also, you know, give a girl a zero or throw her out of the classroom, or you know, and she may feel that she you know, where it's is dependent upon him, and that creates a different sort of relationship. The moment that there is dependence, so that is that creates a vulnerability. Okay, these are all very good questions. So you know, it's neither we will talk about them. Okay, but let's first see all of the gamut of the heterim. How does Baila Ba'ir, how does Ishto Imo, how do those impact? Maybe those would be able to help us. The fact that, you know, that the man's wife is in town, you know, would that be a meaningful factor? Okay.